Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined on this Wednesday by the CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We have the band together.
Yeah, throwing things off a little bit.
A little bit. We're going to have some fun this morning, thrown off or not. We got plenty of good things lined up for you. Like this right here, our friend Brittany Merlot keeping us up to date on Mother Nature. Beautiful blue skies out there. I'm seeing some birds flying by. Brittany, heard birds this morning when I got out of the car. It was nice.
Yeah, and I suggest soak this up while we have it.
Yeah. It's a good note.
It's not going to be here forever. We've got about today and tomorrow before everything starts to change again. So it'll feel like spring. It's gorgeous out there. Like you said, the birds are having a blast. High temperatures today in the low 50s. With clouds increasing this afternoon, will become mostly cloudy tonight. And maybe while we're sleeping, a little bit of drizzle might fall. But no big deal because that'll be gone by tomorrow. It'll be partly sunny out there and even warmer with highs in the mid-50s. Then it changes. Mm-hmm. That's when we're looking at rain rolling in overnight, Thursday night into our Friday morning. So the day is going to start off damp and dreary. It's going to get breezy. It's going to be cloudy. But it will be warmer. Highs will be in the mid-60s on Friday. So there is a positive.
Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of, you know, we know what's ahead because temperatures do fall to about 50 on Saturday. It'll be a wet day with rain ramping up that could flip over to ice accumulations on Saturday night and then snow accumulations on Sunday. It looks like a dangerous storm, honestly, Saturday into Sunday. So I would make sure your plans are rearranged. And unfortunately, we're staying inside this weekend because that's just messy and gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indoor activities, everybody. Start planning those out. You got a couple days to do that. And certainly get some things done if you need to, any errands you got to run or anything like that. I know I'll be doing that. So I encourage you to do that, Everybody. And thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. We'll get people ready for Thursday tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning. Terry and I are going to have some fun this morning. We are going to talk a little spring cleaning. That's something maybe you could do this weekend. Yeah, I know. That's no fun. You don't have to do that. But we will tell. Well, if you are going to do it, we're going to help you out with it. We got some tips and some different things to touch on there. Of course, it's a Wednesday. That means we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. I even have a word to add to the Wicked Awesome Word.
Oh, it's like a challenge. It's like a word challenge.
Yeah, well, I like that. Yeah, we'll have some fun with that one a little bit later. We're also getting into entertainment news. Got that lined up. We'll touch about on some other fun topics too a little bit later that we've got lined up for you that I wanted to dive into with Terry, especially considering it is a spring break for many people out there. Talk a little traveling. Are you a loud sneezer? And we got a country life one. The most unique baby names in the South.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to that sneezer one because I have one of those and it makes me insane.
Okay, all right. So
I'm curious about this.
All that is lined up for you, but we like to kick things off talking a little United Way. And just recently got from your newsletter, Terry, an update about the annual United Weekend event that you guys were all hands on deck here.
Yeah, so we are starting to recruit teams for United Weekend, which will be happening in June. This is our food sculpture contest in collaboration with a rafter game. We asked local businesses, families, organizations, civic groups to build a sculpture of their choosing out of food, which is then donated to the local food programs that are part of our Healthy Community Coalition. So we just put the call out to say, hey, you know, if you're interested, and we have two categories, so you don't have to, you know, sometimes I think it's intimidating because you see these great, big, huge, elaborate sculptures, and we love those, so I'm not discouraging that. But we do have a category for under 500 cans as well. So I'm just looking for people to start thinking about their, get their creative juices flowing and thinking about jumping in with this. Building happens during the day. So from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., you have to build your sculpture. They're on display for the rafter game. We have a couple judges that, you know, might pick for two of the awards. But then we also have Community Choice Award, which is basically anybody who comes to the rafter game gets to vote. Other cool thing is if you're willing to help us out with it, maybe you feel like you can't build a sculpture, but if you bring a food donation to any rafter game, starting at the start of season up until that game, they will give you a free bleacher seat for this game, you know, for our food sculpture game. So that's really cool as well. There's a lot of A lot of great ways to support the community, but this is just a really fun visual way for us to put out in front of everyone the fact that there is a challenge with hunger in our community, and this is an opportunity to be part of that. Again, if you don't want to build a sculpture, plan on joining us that night at the ballpark. And we also have the opportunity to do what we call Miracle Minute, so we can pass pass the hat, so to speak. It's actually buckets, but pass those, and people can make a contribution. So you could throw a five in the bucket if you're like, hey, there's no way I'm building, or I'm not creative enough to build a food sculpture. It's a really great, engaging way to connect with the community, and again, learn a little bit about hunger, and gives us an opportunity to get out in a large, congregated population of the community at the same time. So that's always a fun event. And then, a couple other, I guess where we're gathering stuff. The month of April, we are collecting new and gently used children's books for our great book giveaway, which happens in June. So if you have children's books, hanging around that you just haven't parted with, or you just were never really sure what to do with them, we will happily take them and get them in the hands of families who have a need and maybe don't have that many books at home.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things that we love to pass on are books, and not everybody, especially like our family, we got a million books, like a million of them. There are, for everyone my mom is going to hand down, there's things like this that she could donate them to. And I know that she's not alone. There's plenty of people out there like that. And we're thinking about these books. Certainly think about if you would give them to a loved one. If you wouldn't give them to a loved one, maybe they're not ready to, in the best condition.
Yeah, we do weed through them.
But, certainly outside of that, we appreciate all of these. And look for opportunities to be a part of these events, too. As Terry was mentioning with United Weekend, we understand not everybody might be able to put a team together and build something. Maybe not everybody can part with a non-perishable food item or dollars and cents and everything. There are a lot of opportunities to volunteer with the United Way, though. And especially when it comes to reading to kids and the reading mentor programs, some of those opportunities. Be on the lookout for those and just throw your hat in the ring any chance you get to volunteer with the United Way.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. And, more to come, right? Well, next week when I'm here, we'll talk about some more opportunities. But for now, new and gently used children's books, and consider hosting a team for United We Can.
Later today, we'll be talking a little bit about WFHR newsletter. I want to remind everybody that the United Way has an amazing newsletter as well. Encourage you to sign up for that. And everything Terry and I were just talking about, you can get that and plus much more. And there are links to different things so that you can kind of do a little more homework or a little more research on some of the stuff we're talking about, or just find out some of the cool things they're doing over there at the United Way. And as always, 2-1-1 is a resource that is there for you. Spread the word about 2-1-1. You may think, well, how could anybody not know about 2-1-1 in this area? But we got new people moving into this area all the time. It's really helpful to let them know, and especially that 2-1-1 is available. I guarantee they'll be using it.
Yeah, for sure. And perhaps if you've never had to use it yourself, it's sometimes things like that aren't top of mind. But it is a great 24-hour resource and referral line. You can call for any need that you might have, and our resource specialists will connect you with what is available in the community that you live in.
Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. We'll wrap up talking a little more United Way with a couple of other things going on over there. Something we got going on over here, Terry. Civic Media's Break into Spring Text to Win contest. We're doing this one up and down the state. Every Civic Media radio station is involved in this one. Be listening now until April 4th at the top of the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours. We're going to give you a keyword to text to us. You do that, and you will have the opportunity to, win $100 cash, Chula Vista family stay, pair of Brewers tickets, club level. Not bad. Nice. And all of this is, of course, leading up to you getting an opportunity to win the grand prize, a wonderful queen mattress set from our friends over at Verlo. This includes mattress, sheets. Only thing it don't include is the beautiful night's sleep you are going to get from that mattress. We cannot encourage you enough to be a part of this one. I want to say a big thank you to all of our sponsors, the people that have added prizes to this. Of course, our marketing team and all of you out there, because my phone just blows up every... I don't have to look at the clock. I know when it's 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, because my phone is blowing up with all your texts. Thank you for that, everybody. We love being able to interact with you guys. So keep in mind that app is not only going to help you win stuff, but you can go ahead and interact with us as well. You want to jump into the conversation, but maybe you're driving and you can't. So when you pull over and we're already talking about something else, go ahead and text us. Doesn't matter. Go ahead, text us. We love hearing from you guys. We appreciate everybody who's already been playing along. Be listening around 11-ish when Jane and Greg will have the next keyword for you. Then later today at 1 and 4 o'clock. Get in on this one, everybody. We're having a lot of fun with it. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. Yeah, that's better. Welcome back, everybody. It is time to celebrate El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our fantastic friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're wishing everybody a happy hump day. They have some amazing specials over there. You want to check that out. Buy local, support those that support this community, like our fantastic friends over at El Cafe. And if you do try any of their pies over there, you have to let me know about it. That is the one rule. You can try any of them, but I need to know how they are. I've been all focused on the death by chocolate pie. That sounds amazing. I've heard of these death by chocolate things. I want to try this. I want to test that name. They have an espresso one that sounds amazing to me.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Oh,
for whatever reason, pie? I don't know why, but death by chocolate doesn't fit you.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I guess I've never picked up that you, like, love chocolate.
I do, but I guess I don't know really. I just know the name. I don't really know what the pie. No, not even close. Not even close.
Doesn't the espresso? That was just low hanging fruit.
The fruitiest I get with pie is pumpkin.
I mean, okay, but the espresso one does sound good. I'm with you on that.
Gotta try that. Yeah. Gotta get over there and try that. We wish a good morning to all of our friends over at El Cafe. And we, of course, encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Hit us up, info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Encourage you to like the page, share our posts. We appreciate you doing that. And, of course, direct message us that way. And you can call up 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on that Civic Media app that you should have handy for the Text into Spring contest that we have going on. And, of course, you can text us your birthdays and anniversaries as well. We love hearing from you guys. Keep them coming. Terry, I need a one or a two from you.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And first up, we want to wish a very happy belated birthday yesterday to Chris Gennaro.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Chris is Chuck's wife. Chris is amazing. She's awesome. We wish her a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day. We also hope you enjoyed it yesterday. I say go ahead right into today.
I mean, might as well.
Yeah, why not? We missed it. It counts. If we mentioned it on the air, it counts.
I mean, we suck. You can take advantage of that. Yeah.
Go for it, Chris. We encourage you to. And have a great day, Chris. And we wish a very happy birthday to Donna Washington.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Enjoy the day, Donna. Hope it is a good one for you. And our qualifier, Troy Blanchard.
Happy birthday, Troy.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Troy. Anybody that sees Troy today, wish him a great birthday. And, of course, Troy, we encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, animals, strangers, all kinds of people that you are our qualifier for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Quick reminder to everybody out there, any new listeners that we've had, and I've found out that we've had a couple of lately, new listeners. What we do is collect these names, and at the beginning of next month, Terry and I arm wrestle to see who... No, we throw all the names in a hat. She got excited for a second. She was flexing. She was ready to take me down over there. But we go ahead and throw them in a hat. We grab one of those names out of there. And that person or persons are our winners for that month. And they get a gift certificate from our friends at El Cafe.
Which is totally awesome. I figured I had a week to bulk up because, until next Tuesday.
We'll do it next Tuesday. We take a look at who you're celebrating your birthday or anniversary with. Keira Knightley is 40. Pirates of the Caribbean star, Bend It Like Beckham. It was really her breakout role. Pride and Prejudice, Love Actually. Really good actor. Really good actor.
By name and all those descriptions you just gave, I still don't know who it is, but I bet if I saw her, I would know.
I have heard this from other actresses that I've worked with, that Keira Knightley and Kate Winslet get mixed up.
Oh, really?
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how, but I've heard this. Like, I've heard about Issa Fisher and Amy Adams. Those two look a lot alike, and they get mixed up from time to time. So I don't know if that's what's happening for some out there or not, but Keira Knightley, I feel like she's done really solid work throughout her career. I feel like she's one of those actresses that her best work is still coming. Right? And that's not anything against her previous work. I just mean that she seems to get better all the time.
So I did hustle up a picture of her, and I do recognize her when I see it. Mm. And there's a picture of her. It must be doing a... you know, like an older piece, and she does actually resemble Kate Winslet.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's kind of
uncanny sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Jonathan Groff is 40 years old. King George in Hamilton really stole the show in Hamilton. Like, there is some of the greatest performers you're ever going to see are in Hamilton. And if you watch the Disney version, the version on Disney and everything, the Broadway version, you'll see all of these actors I'm talking about. But going into it, I didn't know Jonathan Groff. I didn't know the King George aspect of it. He steals the show.
He's
so good at it. He's so incredible. And he's one of these guys, a show my dad really loves on Netflix, Manhunter. It's all about the beginning of the serial killer crime unit at the FBI. The early days of that, how they were building profilers and really the blueprint of what we're doing right now and catching these cowards out there and all these things. Jonathan Groff was in that, and I knew him from that. I had no idea the man could sing. I didn't know he could do all those things.
he was amazing.
Ooh, complete talent, that guy. Happy 40th to him. Amy Smart is 49. Another good actor. She's very good. I like the work she does. Let's see here. Kenny Chesney is 57. Mm.
There we go.
Amazing career. Like, he's had a heck of a career, Kenny Chesney. And he's still
like he's
going.
He's always on the beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean... We should all aspire to such.
Absolutely. Somewhere on a beach is either Kenny Chesney or Matthew McConaughey. At all times, one of them is on a beach. Like when Kenny's touring, you notice Matthew McConaughey's not doing movies because he's got to be on a beach. One of them has to be on a beach at some point with a pair of bongos. Kenny Chesney, happy 57th to him. Happy 59th to one of my favorite TV actors of all time, Michael Imperier. Tony's nephew on The Sopranos. Incredible actor, Michael Imperier. Great director too. Went away from acting for a little while, went to directing, did a great job with that. A real player's coach kind of director. Really, he knows what it's like to be a young actor and everything and works really well with actors. I think one of the better TV actors I've ever seen. John Stockton is 63, one of the better point guards you'll ever see, if you had a chance to see John Stockton play. I think he's the all-time assist leader. I want to say he's the all-time assist leader. I'm not 100%. I'll double-check on that. Marcus Allen is 65, one of the greater running backs of all time. Marcus Allen and Bo Jackson, getting to be a kid and seeing those two in the same backfield. Whew. That was something. Jennifer Grey is also 65, baby in Dirty Dancing, Ferris's sister in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She also won season 11 of Dancing with the Stars. And I mention that in part because I'm happy for her with that. Jennifer Grey had her career kind of like just taken from her. To be fair, nobody forced her to, but she really listened to a lot of peer pressure and a lot of agents. And to be honest, some fellow actors that really, you know, weren't looking out for her and were trying to bring her career down because she was skyrocketing. She was, I'm not saying she was going to be the next Demi Moore, but she had an opportunity to really be one of the better, you know, maybe the next Molly Ringwald or something like that, which there's nothing, that's no shame on that. She gets a nose job and completely changed her career. Her, by all rights, her nose, quote, looked better, but she didn't look like her. She didn't look like the Jennifer Grey that casting directors had come to know. And if casting directors don't catch it, they immediately think they know everything an audience thinks, so they're definitely not going to cast her. So she was really, you know, had a really difficult time getting work for a long time. So the fact that she kind of came back, won this Dancing with the Stars
thing.
She was
really good on there.
That's cool. That's cool for her. As good as she is in Dirty Dancing, the sister in Ferris Bueller, that's what I'll always remember her for. I loved her in that role.
I liked her in both. I mean, I'm a Dirty Dancing kid, so you know, that's going to be my first choice. But yeah,
One of my greatest influences, one of my favorite people, Martin Short, is 75 today. Currently starring in Only Murders in the Building. Of course, he was Ed Grimley and Totally Crazy back in the day with SNL. A litany of characters. One of the things that I love about Martin Short is when you realize he's in a movie and you forget he is. Like I think it was the Steve Martin movie where they're the bride movie.
Father of the Bride?
Yeah, Father of the Bride. Thank you. And he's got like a bit role in there. And there's some other ones that he does. For every movie like Three Amigos or something like that that he starred in, Inner Space, some of those movies. It's those cameo movies where he just shows up and shows you, oh yeah, I'm one of the funniest people on the planet. Like, just incredible.
Sneaks up on you a little bit.
All that being said, the greatest work, and I've seen literally everything Martin Short has done. I've studied him my whole life since I was a little kid watching him on SNL and everything. His greatest work by far and away is what he's doing in Only Murders in the Building. Steve Martin and a friend of his came up with this idea. And part of it was, you know, Martin Short has never had a chance to really show what he can do as an actor. He's had this in him his whole career. The casting directors, different people have never given him an opportunity. So they write this role for him, and he has just blown everybody away with what he's been able to do. From the pilot episode, you see, oh, this is a different, I've never seen this Martin Short before. He's still Marty. He's still the crazy, funny actor, throwing his body all over the place and using funny language and words and all this stuff. But he's doing drama like you've never seen him do. And I don't think you've seen many actors do. Also, Meryl Streep, who I think is maybe the greatest actor in the world, is in Only Murders, and those two have kind of a love story, and they're kind of doing something off the stage. And that's
I almost
cool.
pulled it up and started watching it last weekend since we had talked about it, you know, a week ago or whatever, and I almost did, and then I don't know. I guess I got busy doing something else.
It's one of the few shows where I will recommend to just about anybody. I think just about anybody could like that show. If there's something in it for everybody, I think the acting and the writing is incredible. If they had writing like that on network TV, cable might still be around. It's that kind of writing to me. It's that good. Steven Tyler is 77, Aerosmith frontman. And songwriter, I should mention. Got to see Aerosmith at Alpine Valley ages ago. And my dad was always a big Aerosmith fan. I liked them, but I worked in classic rock for a long time. I got a little burnt out, I'll be honest. Seeing them live completely rejuvenated anything I loved about Aerosmith.
That's awesome.
It completely, it came out of that, and to this day I've got songs of theirs in my playlist and stuff, and it really had a new respect for Steven Tyler as a frontman. But honestly, the whole band blew me away. I did not ever give them enough respect, and I will going forward. Great band. One of the greatest singers of all time is 81, Diana Ross. Supremes, of course, Can't Hurry Love, Baby Love, Stop in the Name of Love. A lot of love in there. I never noticed that before. Yeah, I never noticed that before. But Diana Ross is one of the most powerful, greatest singers you'll ever hear. Bob Woodward is 82. One of the greatest reporters we have ever had. A lot of greats today.
Yeah.
A lot of greats.
It's about time we got a good list.
You and I usually get the shaft on that one. Yeah, Bob Woodward, one of the most, not just one of the best journalists we've ever had, one of the most important journalists we've ever had, and holding accountability to the powers that be. That's the art of journalism. That is the job of journalism. And if it's not doing that, it's not journalism. It's pandering. It's just pandering.
That's
it's just
point.
It's just propaganda. You know, if we don't have that, then what do we have? And to people that are afraid of journalism and journalistic questions, I question you. I wonder about you and your toughness and your strength in being able to do your job and answer the people's questions. Bob Woodward got that. Nancy Pelosi is 85, former Speaker of the House. And some people no longer with us. And my God, Terry, what a list. Alan Arkin would have been 91 today. Founding Second City Television member and Adam Arkin's father. From 1970 to 72, he was Larry on Sesame Street. And in 2007, he won Best Supporting Actor as Grandpa in Little Miss Sunshine. One of my favorite roles, one of my favorite actors of all time. And I admit I have all kinds of bias for this one. He's a Midwesterner. He is the founder of Second City Television. In Second City, certainly one of my second homes and one of my places that I love and help me turn into being able to do this job even slightly well. James Caan, one of the better actors you've ever seen, one of those guys that could Sonny Corleone in the Godfather is probably his most famous role. But one of the things that I don't think anybody realizes is why that role is so famous for him is how good he was at bringing up other actors and doing his thing. And, you know, he could dominate a scene if you gave him an opportunity. But instead, he would work with the other actors so that him and Duvall, him and Pacino, when they're doing these scenes together and everything, they're bringing each other both up. And there's a reason why that movie is so iconic. It's the writing, the directing is all really good. Every actor in there is giving you a 10 in every scene. James Caan is one of them. Great actor. Leonard Nimoy, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2015. Star Trek legend. Also brought us the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. And something that Leonard Nimoy used to do throughout his lifetime during Hanukkah was reading from the Torah. As he was a proud Jewish member. And you used to see him at the meetings. No, I'm joking. But something little that he used to do that I always thought was very cool and very adamant, or very noteworthy, I think, in these days.
Well, and something you're connected to. So, yeah, that's awesome.
And I have to say, one of the first celebrities I saw that really seemed to be completely fine with making fun of themselves and making fun of their career and having fun with it and everything while taking it very seriously, very serious actor, but also being able to take a joke. You know, and understanding that, you know, what he did for a living and all those things. And one of the greatest American writers of all time, Tennessee Williams, born on this day in 1911. Streetcar Named Desire, Cat in the Hot Tin Roof. I mean, you know, so many great plays, so much great writing from Tennessee Williams. One more time, happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. We're wishing you a good one. Stick around. Not only have we got some fun stuff on the way, but Quality Post Printing's Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Terry and James hanging out with you. Welcome back to The Morning Show. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be joined by Phil Hartley in Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday any moment now. Looking forward to that. Right now, I want to talk a little retail with you, Terry, as I know your old stomping grounds. The company behind Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years. That's usually a pretty big death nail to a company. This time, they're closing all stores in the U.S. All stores. Forever 21 has been struggling for years, and they blamed a lot of their troubles on the competition from foreign fast fashion retailers like
Shein,
Temu, and Shein. Yeah, I just saw I haven't heard of Shein before. I heard of the Temu one, but I hadn't heard of that, especially after online shopping boomed during the pandemic. In 2019, Forever 21 had about 800 locations worldwide with 43,000 employees, but they closed 30% of them in the first bankruptcy filing. There are roughly 540 locations around the world. There will be a, quote, wind down of business operations, including liquidation sales. The, quote, Forever 21 brand might live on, though, through licensing deals, but that is basically the nail in the coffin right there, especially once they sell that. Forever 21 was, quote, over the hill at 40 years old. The company was founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 84, selling clothing designs that were similar to the ones that were very popular in South Korea at the time. So bringing some of that fashion over here, which I didn't know that. I remember them in malls and everything, but I never really shopped at them until my youngest daughter. My daughter, Izzy, she doesn't like to do things for herself. And if I ask her what she wants, she won't tell me. Oh, I don't need anything. She's always like that and stuff, which I love about her, of course. But hey, what's something you wouldn't do for yourself that I could do for you for your birthday? And it was usually a gift certificate to Forever 21. That's what she wanted. Oh. So I'd say for like 3 or 4 years, I was getting her those. I guess I'm not doing that anymore. that's over.
Like they said, over the hill.
Part of why I bring this up is certainly I think this has a local tie into it with what we've been seeing happening with the Kohl's department stores in our area, that we've seen less of that. But at the same time, here in Wisconsin, that they've still had a life here and stuff, and they're still relevant. Retail, I think, is still relevant. It still has a place. And I think one of the things that I'm hopeful for some of these companies and these businesses is that they can hang on long enough for the trend to come back.
Yeah,
because I believe that the trend will come back.
Because there's something about touching You know what I mean? And like being able to feel what you're buying and compare it to another product and versus just ordering something online. Because the other thing I think that for a long time, it was so easy, and it still is in most cases, to order online and return what you don't want. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going to be changing too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the whole free returns, order 17, you're only keeping one, you're sending 16 things back.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to see a shift with that as well. Just because, I mean, just think about that. The cost, you know, you're already looking for something low cost. You want free shipping, free returns. I mean, I want that too. I think all, you know, all consumers want that. But at some point, it catches up versus just going into a retail, you know, a bricks and mortar store and actually, you know, feeling the difference between the towels or the sheets or the
just
sweatshirts or whatever it is.
Yeah. You know, for me, it almost makes no, I do this. I won't say I don't buy clothes online, but it almost makes no sense. I have such an odd body. I've got the long arms, a weird torso, all this. Like, I don't feel like shirts, I don't know if it's going to fit me until I try it on.
You need like big and tall, but extra skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a thing.
I do think when it comes to brick and mortar places, I one of the businesses that I think will stick around and help bring back a lot of people to stores is, you know, furniture stores. I'm sure that there's plenty of people that still buy furniture online and that kind of thing. But for the most part, most people that I talk to when I ask them, they want to be able to sit in the chair or try the bed or something like that. So I don't think retail is dead. It is hurting, certainly. But I don't think that it's going to go away completely. And I think that you will see just a different version of what malls used to be. Instead of having like 80 businesses in a mall, maybe there's 10, you know?
Yeah, and that's unfortunate for those of us who grew up in the mall era.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, too, so, you know, I brought up Shein right away because I have teenage daughters, right? Mm. So, not to offend anybody, but I call it the junk store. Yeah. But I mean, it is lower quality. Same with Forever 21. Like, but it's also a lower price point. The price point reflects the quality. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, especially with kids, you know, like, they're in and out of trends so quickly and stuff. It's like, okay, well, if I can spend, you know, whatever, $20 on something that if you go into somewhere else, a Kohl's or a Macy's or somewhere, you know, it's going to cost $50. Well, then, yeah, get the $20 one because I know you're only going to wear it 5 times and then you're going to pass it on.
It's a really,
you know what I mean?
Point.
So, yeah, so I think, yeah. I think that some of those, but what's happening is those are getting in the way of, you know, people shopping at a higher quality because they can get more for their dollar.
Yeah. One place that you got to go into the building to explain your ideas, tell them about your ideas, is our great friends over at Quality Plus Printing. You want to be in the building. You want to be there talking to them in person. We got Phil Hartley from Quality Plus joining us right now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Yay to bricks and mortar.
Hi, yes, Phil.
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Phil, go ahead. Sorry.
Know, I ordered a lot of stuff online, too. I have, but so many times it's disappointing because it's way more than it is. I've fallen into traps. Like, you know, you get Facebook things and you go, oh, that is so cool, you know, a game or something, and it looks so great, and then it comes and it's a cheap piece of plastic that's a wafer thin and then nowhere near what it was, you know. So yeah, I'm all about it's really turned my head on, not only for my business but for other local businesses. You got to go in and talk to people and touch and feel things, and I hope that that way of doing business stays, obviously.
Me too.
Yeah. And I think that, like everything in life, trends come and go. And I think that you're going to see a lot more of the younger generation like, oh, wait a minute. What's this mall thing? What's this going into businesses thing? I can actually look at stuff and talk to real human beings and ask my questions instead of a chat that doesn't understand any of my questions or some of this stuff. I have faith in the younger generations that kind of stuff just comes back around. We do this with everything, with fashion, music. I don't think that consuming is going to be that different. What are people consuming over at Quality Plus, Phil? What are you guys up to?
Well, spring here, it really adds a boost to our business because a lot of businesses fire up, like the golf courses are starting to fire up. Hopefully, sooner or later, the weather will stay and not go backwards. So I know some golf courses that opened like for 6 hours and then had to shut down there. But, you know, so things like that. People's spirits picked up, and we started getting a lot of events happening and people getting ready for events for the summer and for the spring. I know Assumption has a talent show coming out, so we've been working with them on doing their tickets, which we do for a lot of local events, tickets and raffle tickets. for the summer events. So it's keeping us, definitely keeping us busy.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Phil, you join us every Wednesday and for quite some time now, bringing us a fun, unique word. And we have it as our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. I know that talking with you and Phil and I have talked a lot off air and stuff. And we always kind of want to keep this segment fresh and interesting. So I had an idea. I thought we could have dueling words of the day, Phil.
Oh, my gosh.
There is no winner or loser in this one. I just thought it'd be kind of fun that if I had one and maybe you had one, and we could have some fun with it.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say, is there a vote on this, or how does that work?
Yeah, I lose enough. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised he's stepping up like this, because...
No, I can't compete with Phil on this one. I already know that. But I did come across some fun words, and what I think would be kind of funny is, and we may not do this every Wednesday, but when we do this, what are the odds of us picking the same word? I wonder if that'll happen when we're doing
this. That would be really creepy.
It'd be kind of funny, actually.
About having like a lead-in. This definitely needs like the lead-in sound effect.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
we got to come up with something.
Need some music.
Yeah.
Battle cry.
Yes, yes. my word for today, Phil, is tributary. Tributary. Wow. A river or stream flowing into a larger river or lake, or a person or state that pays tribute to another state. But the river part, I heard, I was watching one of our listeners, Kev, suggested this show, The Americas, and I was watching it, and they used this word tributary when they were talking about the Amazon. I don't think I've heard that word before, and I loved it. It's a great word. Tributary. Right. It's a good word.
Wow.
What do you got?
I don't know if I dare to go now.
Oh no, you got something better. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do.
I went lowbrow this time. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
So I went with an easy one, but it's my life motto. So I went with it. Jocose.
Jocose.
J-O-C-O-S-E. Playful or humorous.
Oh, that's a perfect word for you.
That is a perfect word, Phil. That is no.
I don't think or, it should be and. Playful and humorous.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard that word before. I like that. That's a good word.
Just a guess. That joke came out of that word?
Yes. It's too close to joke. It's way too close to joke. They have to have something to do with each other. The history of the word joke and this, they got to be intertwined. That's a good word, Phil. I like that one. You won this round, man.
I think you missed your opportunity, because you should have just said the same word James said and been like, how did you read my mind?
Oh, dang it, James.
What in the world?
It'd be hilarious the first time we do this and then we both pick the same word. Yeah, that would be great.
I think statistically it'll never happen.
Probably not. But if it does, it'll be very jocose. It'll be very, very jocose.
Oh, wow.
Phil, that's a great word. Thank you for joining us with that one.
Oh, no. Thank you, guys. It's going to be an awesome day, everyone. Sun's out. Life's good.
Enjoy the day over there. We cannot encourage you enough to head on over to Quality Plus Printing with all your printing needs. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, like our great friends at Quality Plus. Phil, looking forward to hanging out again next Wednesday.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot. Maybe I can come in next Wednesday, hopefully.
Hey, that'd be great, man. Yeah, that'd be great. We always got room for you. We'll talk off air and we'll work that out.
All right, sounds good, you guys. Take care.
Have a great day.
Have a good one, Phil. Phil Hartley joining us as he does every Wednesday right in his time slot with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Visit our friends at Quality Plus. You don't have to wait until he comes here. You can go right over there right now, 3515 East Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give him a call if you'd like, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on what they are doing and share what they are doing, because you never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise.
When he said, have a great day, this sun's out. I thought he was going to say sun's out, guns out.
I was wondering.
Here we go.
We will looking forward to another Quality Plus Printing Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday next Wednesday right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
Well, the last time I even heard this,
I just clicked on it. I honestly didn't look at. I was trying to hit the next one, and I didn't know. Wow, Seth, nicely done, Seth. Golf clap for Seth. Walk the dinosaur.
And Seth is at home right now, like doing oh, the, oh, yeah, you know, yeah. walk
he's
the dinosaur.
He's getting down. He actually knows the moves to the dinosaur, yes. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. That threw us everybody. hope you're dancing out there, having a great Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Terry and James here are going to take you to the top of the hour. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. A little bit later, we will get into some other fun topics. Are you a loud sneezer? We'll get into that one. And we're talking a little country life, the most unique baby names in the South. We'll be getting into all of that next hour. Looking forward to it. Right now, here is a head start on your spring cleaning checklist. Someone asked Reddit to name the top things guests notice that can make your place seem a little gross, a little off.
Oh, all right.
That's an interesting approach to this. Yeah.
Because I try not to, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I maybe notice stuff.
It's hard not to sometimes. It's hard not to.
I know, but you shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, you just shouldn't.
I think noticing is one thing. Judging, you know, that's the other part. We can't help what we see or notice or what we think. But as far as like, you know, going as far
choosing
as judging
to,
somebody
yes. right,
or something
fair.
Like that. The bathroom. They'll look around while sitting there and they will judge you. Toothpaste splatter on the mirror is a big one.
See, I 110% agree.
Yeah,
you've never judged somebody's bathroom, or you've never splattered the mirror.
I've never gotten toothpaste on the mirror.
Yeah,
I don't
but
think.
I just
no,
I can't like.
Yeah.
I mean, not all, of course, but many houses now have more than one bathroom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so you might be if someone comes over to visit, they're not maybe in the.
Yeah.
You know, the main bath or the, you know, the full bath. But there's definitely been people's houses I've been at where I'm like, really? You now, if I just stopped in, that's totally different. Yeah. But like if you invited me there and you knew I was coming.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sorry. I'm on the bathroom thing.
I will say I can honestly say that I've never really judged people on any of these things. I notice, but I don't judge, even being a bit of a neat freak and having some OCD qualities and all that stuff. The bathroom, yeah. Like, your whole house can be whatever it is, but that bathroom really should be clean.
Or, like, you know, if you invite people over, put a different hand towel out.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that grosses me out. Like, I wash my hands and I'm sitting there like, do I want to just like wipe them on my pants or do I want to use that towel?
Yep. 100%.
That is so bad. That sounds so rude, but like if you're inviting people over, just do a quick wipe down in the bathroom and then use, you know, and then put a new towel out.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. 100%. Doorknobs and light switches. They're touched a lot, so the area around them can start looking a little gross. You're there every day, so you might not notice.
I do agree with that. Sometimes I don't, you know, I'll go through and I'll be wiping down. Literally, I'll just go around and wipe down light switches.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do, you know, whatever, kids, husbands, anybody but me. Just kidding, kind of. But you know what I mean? Like it is easy. You reach for the light switch and you miss and you hit the wall or whatever. So, I mean, yeah, I get that.
Dirty dishes. You can get away with it if it looks like you just haven't cleaned up from breakfast, but a full sink of dirty dishes is a bit much. That is one where I agree with this list to a point. If you, I have, you know, plenty of single friends out there, and I go over to my buddy's house, and he's got a, thing full of dishes. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing, man? But if I'm going over to a single parent or somebody who has multiple kids, and I mean like 2+, like anything above that and everything, I have a hard time judging that stuff. Now, if they have a dishwasher, it might be a little bit more different, but if they don't have a dishwasher, any of that stuff, I don't know. It's hard for me to judge that just because of how busy life can be and how crazy, you know, families can be, you know, with all of that, with dishes.
Yeah, and I can get past that too. You're not gonna see it at my house.
No,
if you do see it at my house, I wasn't home.
Right.
Exactly. You know, that way. but I do have a dishwasher, so there's that. But I am also just like, because I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. Like I just am like, get it done. Even if it's like two things that have to get done, I'm not gonna let it sit there. But if I'm at somebody's house, of what you've said so far, I'm 100% caring about the bathroom and not caring about the dishes in the sink.
Yes, same. Old food in the fridge, especially if they open it and there's a smell, your whole place could be spotless and you'll still seem a little bit disgusting because of that. I've never ran into that one, but I don't know how often I'm in, you know, even
somebody else's fridge.
Yeah.
I think that if your whole house is spotless, you don't have a smelly fridge. Let's be real.
Yeah, right. Yes, good point. Dust, especially in spots that are easy to clean. Yeah.
I hate that's, dust. That I dust, have dust.
Dust is, yeah, I can't stand
I hate
dust.
Dust.
Dust is
pointless. I mean, I don't like dusting, is what I'm saying. Well, of course I don't like dust, but I don't like dusting either.
Yeah. I've done it because I've always, any house I've ever lived in, I've been the tallest person. So I'm always dusting. I've been dusting my whole life.
I just don't. Yeah. You know, and it's funny because one of my daughters, when I'll be like, okay, these are the things that have to get done, which one are you doing? And one of them always says, she's like, I'll dust. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Because I just don't like it at all.
Dirty floors, if you got crumbs, grime, or pet hair or something like that, sticky floors are what do it for me. That's the one. You can't have the sticky floors. Again, we all get dirt. We all have animals or different, or some have animals, and that stuff can happen. But clean up the sticky floor. Clean up the sticky floor.
So we have a dog. So, I mean, I always have a dirty floor. I'm just being real. Like, even when I clean it, I have a dirty floor. Now, I was a little bit smart in the flooring I picked out because I feel like it hides dirt pretty well.
Oh, nice. Well done. Well done.
But like this time of the year, there's always paw prints.
Yeah.
Like I just can't even keep up with it. So sometimes I'm just like, psh.
That's something, and I don't know if other people do this or not, but for me, I you know, this list changes for me seasonally.
Yeah.
In the winter, just survive. Just survive. That's all I'm focused on. I come over, I am not at all going to hold you to any account, like anything certain or anything like that. We just got to get through the winter. That's all that's about. Spring, summer might be a little bit different, but in winter, like all bets are off, man. Yeah. Just let's just make it through. Let's just get by.
Spring, my floor is always dirty. It is what it is.
Again, same thing with the slush or
mop
dirt.
It. And, you know, 2 hours later, there's some more dog prints.
I like the idea of you choosing flooring, and in the back of your head, it's like, well, can dirt hide?
What's going to hide dirt? What's not going to show?
Finally on here, the smell. Taking the trash out before guests show up is always a really good call. Also, try putting out an air freshener up your on your front door. It makes a good first impression because it hits the nose as soon as they walk in.
That's nice, putting it right outside the door. That's not a bad idea.
I like that idea.
I wonder how fast. I mean, you'd think it would disappear pretty quickly though because of being outside but that's a good idea. I just can't relate to the whole, like, if your garbage smells, like, if my garbage smells, I'm taking it out for me.
Immediately. Yeah,
like, I'm not waiting till company's coming over.
I want to say 90% of this list I'm doing for myself. I'll be honest. Putting on airs for people.
I'm all in.
Is one
I don't
thing,
like dusting. I'll take that one. Yeah. You can judge me on my dust.
Yeah, there you
come
go.
Write your name
we
somewhere.
We all get one. We all get one mulligan on the list. Yeah. We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248.